and all top five flashback program today on Streets of Gold. Now, last hour, we went back to 1975 and then 1982 and 1995. This hour, it's 1978, 1987. No, we're not dyslexic. That's really what we're going to do. And 1997, as we span 30 years of Christian music classics. All right, January 1978. What were you doing then? Super Bowl that year had the Cowboys defeating the Denver Broncos. Fantasy Island made its TV premiere. Yikes, I'm getting old. Now, remember that show? And they're saying,
the plane, boss, the plane.
Oh, yeah.
Number five.
And at number five was this Southern California band. Here is Daniel Amos, Father's Arms on Streets of Gold.
Your love
is lifting me higher than I've ever been lifted before. Stand up, face the world again.
Streets of Gold and the old Rita Coolidge Higher and Higher song, done by the pop sibling vocal trio called the Charettes. That would include Fred and Ed and Bob Charette. You know those guys. And two of those guys were with the group Truth, by the way, back in 1971. That's the history side of Streets of Gold coming out now. All three brothers attended Southeastern Bible College.
Number three.
It comes from Terry Talbot, Mighty Rushing Wind.
And reach to the ends of the earth.
Streets of Gold and Keith Green from his debut album, For Him Who Has Ears to Hear, You Put This Love in My Heart. Number two on this date back in 1978.
Number one!
The artist who has the number one song was formerly with the Imperials a couple of years prior. Here is Andrus Blackwood and Company, I'm Gonna Rise on Streets of Gold.
So high.
Streets of Gold with the number one song on this date way back in 1978, I'm Gonna Rise by Andrus Blackwood and Company. And yes, Virginia, that is so true. When Jesus returns and the rapture occurs, you know, I got to tell you this story. Whenever my wife and I are in the car and we're driving, particularly areas that we're not that familiar with, and we pass a cemetery, Dean, that's my wife's name, gets all excited. She says, honey, do you realize the significance of these cemeteries? Because the scriptures say the dead in Christ will rise first. That means they're coming out of the grave. That means there's going to be some groundbreaking going on. That's pretty exciting stuff when you think about it. I'm Larry Wayne, and Lisa Scott's going to be stepping in again for our next Top 5 Flashback, taking us back to 1987.